guys on the back porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat. That's C-A-T, running 2 or 3 miles a day. What's going on, Cat?
Hey, how y'all doing? It'll be 4.5 tomorrow, so should be interesting. Okay. Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. Found us on TikTok. Well, TikTok to you. We're going to shout out to towns here on the East Coast that are listening to us. Our first is Lexington Park, Maryland, primarily the home of the Patuxent River Naval Air Station on the Pax River, also known as Pax River. Major hub for naval aviation, plays a significant role in the development of testing of naval aircraft, including used by astronauts John Glenn and Alan Shepard. Our other town is Williamstown, New Jersey. Williamstown is originally called Squantum. First settled in 1737, initially was the home of the Lenape Native Americans tribe before the European settlement. Giving y'all a round of applause.
Yay.
Oh, wrong button.
Wow. Engineer fired.
Okay.
All right. Alcohol.
There we go. Saved by
alcohol.
Alcohol.
It's here. It's always here on the back porch. You know, I usually take my problems with a grain of salt, a slice of lime, and a shot of tequila. Today, I'm having a margarita, which is pretty much the only way I can swallow tequila. It's the only way I can get it down. Cat, what you got?
I have a lovely glass of Costco Prosecco here, basically because we've been doing this podcast for 5 freaking years, and we're still married.
Yay! Cheers to that. Yes. Miracles do happen. All right. Here's a question. Are you handy around the house or apartment, condo, wherever you live? I am not. I admit it. It doesn't stop me, though, from trying. Some people are mechanically inclined. Some are not. That would be me. Cat's probably better at fixing shit than I am.
So glad you finally admit that.
Just on here, not after this. That's most of the time. Okay. Most of the time, whatever I'm trying to fix, I'm going to break it worse than it was.
Because your temper's going to get in the way.
But one positive about me, I'm not going to give up, right?
No. You'll keep trying and cussing and throwing.
Until whatever I'm working on is kind of halfway working or it's properly fucked.
Or throwing tools around the room. Eventually, it will get done.
Many cuss words flying across the room in the process. It is frustrating when you can't look at something and figure out how it works. I do know my limits. Vehicle engines, lawnmower motors, any combustible engine is a no for me. Here's another given for me. Anytime I make an attempt to fix something around here, I'm going to have to go to Lowe's or Home Depot. How many times, Kat?
At least 3.
It's a good every one. Freaking time, whatever replacement part that I buy is going to be the wrong bitch. Even though I went on YouTube, right?
Right.
And watch the dude or gal show me what part to buy and how to replace it, I'm going to go to the hardware store 2 or 3 times. And one of the problems these days is Lowe's, Home Depot, wherever you go, they only got like 2 freaking brands now.
Pretty okay, much.
There's really nothing.
Monopoly much?
To pick from. Years ago, these part manufacturers, they came up with the universal part. Okay. Different name brands, right? Whatever you're working on. Well, I'm calling this universal thing bullshit. Years ago, part manufacturers, they came up with this universal part. You know, this thing's supposed to work on 12 different name brands or whatever you're working on. I'm calling bullshit on that, especially in the plumbing world. You know, try to fix a sink or a toilet, and that universal part, not going to work. You know, most people, Kat and I included, are like, call somebody who knows what they're doing. Just pay them, let them fix it. Great idea. But, you know, the smart thing to do, most people do it, Kat and I do it, is just call somebody who knows what the hell they're doing. Let them fix it, which is a great idea, but there's always a but, right? Two main problems these days with getting professional help. One is what, Kat? Just getting them to show up? Hell, just getting them to answer the phone.
The appointment. The appointment is enough to just drive you nuts. I mean, the guy, how much did I go through just to get the guy to put the Starlink on top of the roof here?
It took like a year or so. You know, leave your name and number. They don't even answer the freaking phone and we'll get back to you. And usually what? They don't get back to you, hear nothing. And then problem number two is the cost. Freaking insane. Hell, we got popped a grand last year to put a shower head on or something in the shower.
And then they left a lovely hole, which we still haven't
They did
fixed.
Cut a hole in the wall and leave screws and nails and shit laying all on the floor. And that'll be $998. But what are you going to do? You know, you're pretty much at their mercy. And there's no mercy given. Look, if you can fix stuff, good for you. But it's hard these days to fix anything. You know, most appliances, just about anything that's made now, it's kind of designed to where you can't fix it.
Yeah.
It's just some fucking computer chip in there.
Right.
That's going to go whack and then go buy another one. Anyway, that's a game we've been forced to play. We just got to call somebody and hope for the best. All right, let's roll right into one tough, awesome lady. Dorothy Hodgkin?
Right.
Born in 1910 from Cairo, Egypt. I love saying Cairo. Dorothy Hodgkin was an English chemist who advanced the technique of X-ray crystallography.
Right. Particularly the structures of biological molecules like penicillin and vitamin B12.
Which became essential for structural biology.
Right.
Dorothy Hodgkin's was influential in the discovery, as Kat said, penicillin and the mapping of the structures of vitamin B12.
Which is a very important vitamin in human function.
This lady is the bomb. I think she's still living, is she?
No.
There's no way. She was born in 1910.
Yeah. She got some longevity
the
there.
The third woman to win the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, elected to a fellow of the Royal Society, honorary member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, appointed to the Order of Merit. What the hell was that? In 1969, Dorothy Hodgkin's took on the task of unlocking the structure of insulin. Hodgkin's paved the way for pretty much insulin to be mass-produced.
She did all this despite having rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
She got that at age 28, caused by swelling distortion of her hands.
Yeah. Just an awesome lady. And you think about insulin and how many people use that every day. And she kind of helped push that along, you know, for the treatment of both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. And that makes Dorothy Hodgkin one tough, awesome lady. We didn't watch anything, right? The storms came through and knocked the TV out.
I watched something. I finally finished it last night. Thank goodness. What I watched was a little show called Department Q. It's based on a Danish book series by UC Alder Olsen. It's about a former cop that he's investigating a murder, and he's there with his partner and this rookie policeman. And there's a shooting at when they're investigating this murder, and his partner's paralyzed, and the rookie cop dies. And it's very traumatic for him, and he has a hard time. He has a lot of, what would you call it, PTSD involved with that. So he comes, and all of this is based, the original series of books and the original TV show that this is based on is, the setting was Copenhagen. But in this series that I watched, it was based in Edinburgh, Scotland. So everybody's got that thick Scottish accent. You kind of have to understand. But it was really, really good, because after he is trying to recover from this traumatic shooting, they put him in what they call Department Q, which he ends up just doing cold cases and looking for cold cases to investigate. And that's
pushed him back in the corner.
Pretty much. They pretty much put him in the basement. It was full of showers and urinals. Very, 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 very not. And, of course, they give him some ragtag members of the department that don't really have a great job. You know,
put these, all the bench warmers back there.
Right. Like, there's one guy who used to be a cop in Syria, who's now there in Scotland for political asylum, but he's kind of had used some, let's say, not PC ways of working there in Syria.
Dodgy.
Very dodgy. But it was very good. And the first case that they're showing is very compelling, about this lady who just disappeared off of a ferry. And where did she go?
Pushed.
Well, that's what they're thinking. Maybe she was pushed, but maybe not. Anyway, it was one of those you started watching and you just couldn't stop, because it was so thrilling to watch. Anyway,
I'll have to take your word for that.
And, you know, two of the people that are in it, and you want to know, one is Matthew Good from Downton Abbey, and the other main character in it is his psychologist, played Mary McDonald, I want to say. It's very, very good, very, very well.
It's called acted. Department Q.
It's called Department Q. They're on Netflix. Check it out.
All right. Do we have a summertime shot today?
We have a summertime shot today, but I kind of did it the way I would do it.
That's what you usually do.
That's what I usually do. It's if you follow the original recipe, it's one part watermelon, which I basically use watermelon
it's
juice.
It's just called a watermelon shot.
It's watermelon shot. It's got that, rum, lemon juice, peach schnapps, simple syrup, and but I did it different. I used watermelon vodka instead of rum. So
big
that was,
difference.
That was what I used, and I don't think it turned out that bad.
Well, let's we'll try. Find out. Looks and, like you put a little salty on the rim.
Well, McCormick came out with this new finishing salts.
Get out. Good call by McCormick for the alcoholic salts for
well,
you.
Well, this is this salt I used is called watermelon lime.
So it's already mixed in.
It's already mixed in.
All right, let's give it a roll.
I like that.
It's kind of refreshing.
It's a little, it doesn't hit you all at once.
And all the flavors kind of combine.
Yeah, it's kind of all there.
Yeah. You chill that thing down kind of cold. You can put down about 6 or 8 of those and get loopy.
You can get the party going.
All right. Thank you, Kat, for the watermelon shot. I hate watermelon. All right. The band of the week this week, we were bumpered in with a young lady called Arnie Margaret, 24 years young, from a town in Northwest Iceland that I can't pronounce. Arnie.
I think we had a listener there
not that long ago. Yeah, I'm close. Iceland. How about that? Not a lot going on. Pick up the guitar and get down, and Arnie can do it. Her voice and guitar, it'll pull you in. Give it a minute. She's got an EP, a couple albums out so far.
If you want to listen to Arnie, she will be in June 11th in Madison, Wisconsin. July 11th at the Selby.
In Kentucky?
No, in Madison, Wisconsin. It's not in Kentucky. Okay.
All right, just asking. Annie's kind of been put in the folk category. I don't know if I totally agree with that, but we'll see what she does down the road. It kind of feels like she's just getting started. Kat just said she's out on the road this summer. She's doing some dates in the States. Nothing around here, though. Song we were bumpered in with today is called Day Old Thoughts off her album called I Miss You, I Do. Totally cool vibe to this song. Like a lot of Arnie Margaret songs. Check out Arnie Margaret wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for listening, hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.
Anxious, so I make myself look so lit. I'm doing well. I'll tell you that I'm better, so you'll feel a bit.